Hey guys, Bill Madu here.
I'm not sure if that test one, test two. All right, we're live.
Get the fit out of here. All right, this is this series of fitness podcasts where I really want to talk about the basics, the fundamentals of wellness and fitness as I've come to apply them in my own journey. To kick this off, actually, I wanted to start it with someone that I've gotten a chance to meet and know on my adventures in life by the name of Farai Mash. If you don't know Farai Mash, Farai Mash is the creator of Mash It Up Fitness. You can find him on Instagram. I think you have to look up Mash It Up Fitness, and you should find him. He's an interesting guy. He's from Zimbabwe, and I basically forced him to be my trainer. he'll laugh at that, of course, but it didn't take a whole lot of convincing, but I did make an appeal and say, hey, look, would you, I asked him to be my fitness trainer, and so he took on the assignment of becoming my fitness trainer, and we did a few workouts together, and we started a tradition, which officially I can say was established this year. So last year, the way we kicked it off was his training is actually a weightless training, all right? And what I mean by weightless training, it's all, you know, body weight, calisthenics. Actually, now that I mention it, he does use weights for some of his workouts, but it's not extensive, right? It's not the primary focus of his workout method. His workout method is really primarily using his own body weight to create and produce results. There is a little, it's a hybrid now that I look at some of his footage or I reflect on some of his videos. I mean, there's a little bit of some, you know, sort of what I would maybe quantify or qualify as maybe a little bit of a drop of CrossFit with some of the big tire moves that he's got and some of the static weight moves that he's got. But overall, it's really just come as you are and use your own weight to develop your own fitness state. So that being said, what the fit is going on? This whole series and get the fit out of here. Of course, it's all comical, right? When you read the titles. But really, in all seriousness, the whole purpose of this is, you know, for you, wherever you are, if you're busy, if you're on your grind, right? And you're tired of just feeling like, when will I get a chance to take care of my body, because you've just been so focused on getting the money or getting the funding or getting the website developed or whatever it might be. What the fit is going on is supposed to really help you stay as fit as you can be while you focus on the things that you really want to focus on to produce the results that you need to produce resources that are necessary for your business to thrive or whatever it is your venture is. And I think it's fair. I think you deserve it. Because, you know, it's horrible when you neglect your body and you see yourself just getting out of shape and you start asking yourself, is it worth it? You know, whatever you're hustling for, is it really worth it to get this fat or this skinny or this malnutritioned, right? Just because you're trying to get, you know, an extra $100,000 for the deal. I mean, you know, again, you know, it's not going to be much of you left if you don't take care of you, right? So I really want this to also be kind of like a compassionate podcast, in that I really want anyone who's out there, who's just been on their version of the grind scheme of achievement, to really have a place that they can just get those nuggets, apply them to their lives, and stay well, stay healthy while they focus on those other things as well that are important to them. So in the next episode, or one of the upcoming episodes, I will introduce you to Farai Mash. Him and I will do a podcast. He'll tell his story and how he got started. And also what's available is an opportunity to download kind of like you could say a roadmap towards personal fitness and wellness that he'd created for those who had reached out to him over the course of his like beginning stages of doing his workouts and videos. And that will also be available after his podcast. But for now, I want to hear your questions. He would love to hear your questions. Like, you know, of course, it never gets old what to eat now, what to do in the gym, or what to do out of the gym, what to do if you don't have a gym. I mean, you name it, right? Like, whatever those questions are that bother you about getting well, you know, when you don't have money to get a gym membership, or maybe you have a gym membership and you've been sitting on it for a while. You name it, right? We wanna hear your questions, because I want this series and this collection of audios to really be about solutions, right? And solutions that work, solutions that pay off, solutions that you can start to see the results of. And a lot of it's gonna be involved with your mindset too. You know, it's not just the body, but a lot of it is mindset. So anyway, that being said, let's make this happen. Let us know what your questions are. Let us know how we can support you on your journey. And let's get the fit out of here. All right, that was corny, but you get the idea. All right, I appreciate you guys. Send your questions to Buihe at buihemadu.com. That's Buihe at buihemadu.com. And let's get you well and align with your body and mind and spirit so that you can achieve the greatest results as you fulfill on your grind scheme. All right, guys, appreciate you. I'll talk to y'all soon. Take care. Okay, guys, welcome to the Grind Scheme of Things. This is Buihe Madu, founder of the Grind Scheme of Things podcast. And if you have been following or are sort of familiar with our content, you know, the whole focus is broken. It's broken down into, you know, five primary categories. And, you know, mindset being one, society and culture being another, business and money being another category, feelings being another, and then, you know, there's just fitness, right? So all that said, today this segment is really about, well, one, I'm going to be introducing you to someone who I've worked with over the past year, maybe. I think it's been a year, it could be a year and a half, but I think primarily a year sounds about right. If you listen to the podcast leading up to this one, then you might have heard me talk about meeting my own trainer, you know, who's actually equipped and inspired me to actually customize and have some workouts and take myself seriously, you know, as someone who wants to be fit and well-rounded in my well-being, right? So, you know, what I noticed in my own journey was that, you know, I was on my quote-unquote grind, day in, day out, putting in work, but knew physically that I felt like I was decaying in a way, you know, like as I was building one area up, another area was being torn down. And I just didn't like that feeling. And I knew that I had it in me to be able to, you know, work out or do something constructive, but I just wasn't doing it. And so fast forward, at some point I just got tired of looking at what I was seeing in the mirror. And as a result, I decided that it was just time to, you know, participate, engage, or identify, you know, a real practical way to build myself up. And so along that journey, I came across Farai Mash. And if you don't know him, he'll tell you his story in a moment. And the whole idea behind, you know, you guys getting a chance to meet him is because I think it's always refreshing to hear the voice of an expert tell you where they're coming from, why they got to be as serious or as intent or as focused as they are about, you know, the particular skill set that they have, because I think there's some part of you that can identify with that and then go to work. And so without telling too much of his story, I just wanted to give him an opportunity to share, of course, who he is, what got him interested in the wellness and fitness sort of field, and you know, how he overcame whatever he had to battle through to kind of start to build his own sort of, you could say, you know, miniature IG brand as Mash It Up Fitness. So without further ado, I'm going to introduce you to Farai Mash. Take it away, Farai.
Hey, boy. Thank you for having me on your show today. I'm really excited about this. As most of you know, Bowie's the man.
Only on weekends and Jewish holidays. And days that end in Y.
That's funny. So where do you want me to start? Just
Tell them a little bit about yourself and what got you started into the fitness world.
Okay, a little bit about myself. My full name is Farai Mashonga Minde. I'm originally from Zimbabwe. I've been living in the United States for a couple of years now. I did all my formal education, your bachelor's, master's degree. But it wasn't until I finished, completed my bachelor's degree that I started working out. And by working out, I mean actually being consistent, because leading up to my graduation and my bachelor's degree, I saw a picture of myself and I thought to myself, I don't like how I look. I don't like how I feel. And I said, once I get my bachelor's degree, when I start my master's, I'm going to start committing and going to the gym every day. So that started with going, lifting weights.
So it started with an image that you did not like seeing.
Right, right. Yeah, because I'm looking at myself. I've never been overweight or bigger, but I was getting chubby and I was just like, wow, okay.
Yeah.
And then you start to feel it too, right? And throughout my undergrad, I thought, oh, I don't have time. But looking back, I realized I did. But at the time, you're like, oh, well, I don't have time. So I start my master's degree, and then I start working out with one of my friends. We go to the gym. We're lifting weights. And I'm doing that consistently for a year. But even after that year, you know, I'm getting a little bigger, but I'm still not happy with the results, because I'm like, okay, I there's some fat that I'd like to get rid of, but why isn't it going away? And that's when, after taking a boot camp class, the personal trainer told me, it's the key to all this is how you eat. It's not just about lifting weights, not just about running, it's not just about doing 500 crunches, it's about how you eat. That's the key, that's 80% of the battle. That's exactly what he told me. So then that summer I did the boot camp program, and then I reduced a lot of fast food, started cooking most of my meals. I would eat out maybe once a week, and sometimes I wouldn't even eat out. In fact, I went through 6 months no fried food. So I just started cooking more, eating rice, vegetables, chicken, lots of chicken, and breakfast. I wouldn't miss breakfast. So I was eating 4 to 5 meals a day. And within a month, I lost a lot of weight. And it was just like, wow, I was still working out. But then I noticed that when I changed how I was eating and eating better, I saw better results. And that diet doesn't mean I stopped eating or cut. I was eating a little bit of food. It just meant that I was eating better. So that was when I realized, wow, okay, how you eat is very important.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Yeah, I was just going to say, so, you know, it's funny, like the pivot, right? Because we started this kind of talking about, you know, fitness, and I would imagine, you know, this, the default process is like, you know, workout, going into the gym, you know, what, how much weight, should you do cardio, should you do, you know, heavy lifting, should you use calisthenics? But like, you know, you just shifted the game to saying like, wait a minute, it's not, yes, it, all that is important, but all that almost doesn't matter if you're not eating right. And I think that's a really good reason to pause for people. You know, pause for people to just say, wait a minute, okay, I want to lose weight. And I see all my friends, they got these selfies, they're at the gym, and they're looking like they're fit. But you're saying like, yeah, that's cool, but if they're not eating right, all that may not really matter. Is that what you're saying?
Yep, absolutely. Because I found one thing I did when I started, when I decided I wanted to make a body transformation, I looked at people that I aspired to look like. So maybe not exactly, but people that I'm like, okay, I like the way he looks. This is a body type I can emulate. So the first person that came to mind was Terrell Owens, the wide receiver who's now a Hall of Famer football player. And I looked at how he ate, how he worked out. And then I looked at someone like Mario Lopez. I looked at Mark Wahlberg. I looked at this martial artist named Michael Jai White. And all of them said the exact same thing, including Dwayne Johnson, The Rock. They all said nutrition was important. So they would say, oh, I don't eat this much junk. I don't eat a lot of junk food. I eat, these are the kind of meals that I eat. So I try to add the same meals that they were eating, and I found, wow, okay, I'm seeing the exact same results. And then when I started watching YouTube videos, or if I followed other personal trainers or people that are into fitness on Instagram and Facebook, a lot of people said the exact same thing. Nutrition is key. Nutrition is the important thing. So once I started doing that, I realized, oh, okay, maybe there's something to this.
Hmm.
So I don't think it's rocket science. It's not so much about some supplement. It's not so much about some miracle pill or program. It's really about how you eat. I mean, that's not saying that you shouldn't work out. Of course, that goes without saying. But when you eat better, it makes the whole process a lot easier.
Yeah. So, guys, listen, you know, this is going to be a series, right? And what I mean by that is, like, you know, just different pieces of the puzzle, of the fitness puzzle, coming together, right? And this series is called What the Fit is Going On, right? And, of course, get some attention, to get some traction. You know, and the thing about it is that, you know, you start out thinking, like, your fitness and your wellness journey is going to be smooth, and or maybe you think it's going to be challenging, it's going to be, you know, whatever you're going to think is going to be. But then there's these, the game behind the game is what this is right here. The game behind the game is eating well, and the game behind the game of eating well is setting yourself up to eat well. Meal planning, I would imagine. And I'm sure for some of you, you're like, oh, I don't have the money to go eat, or I think I gotta eat everything super crispy organic and that, that, that. And I know all those objections are right there in the background for you if you are really kind of like buckling up and wanting this to be magical for you. And and so, like, I want you to know that why I want you to hear this and hear the rest of it. It's because I want you to know that, you know, I personally have your back to see to it that at least you are empowered to make the best choices for you. I'm not here as the expert on wellness and fitness, right? I brought somebody who has superior knowledge and wisdom about it to me, right? Because it's not my arena, it's not my field. But, you know, I want you to at least hear from someone who I know, and you can go to his IG page and see the literal physical results. Okay, and there's, you know, your actual proof of whether or not this works and makes a difference. And if you see one of Farai's workouts, you're like, okay, I should probably just shut up and listen to what he has to say. Now, the good news I'll share with you, if you want to really follow along this journey, is that he's got actually a manual. You want to tell him a little bit about that, man? Just give him a little, like, 1 minute commercial about it, so then we can close out by letting him know how to get it.
Okay, it's a 53-page manual that has workouts for all types. People that want to get into bodybuilding, people that want to lose weight, people that want to be shredded. It works for both men and women. It also includes meal plans in there that you can follow from Monday through Sunday. So if you're bodybuilding, trying to get lean or weight, I have different meal plans in there. And if you're vegan or vegetarian, I put meal plans in there as well. And I have diagrams of workouts you can follow. I have workout routines that I also included in there. And it's available for the low, low cost of $11. So think of it as a Bible for anything exercise.
Did you say $11?
$11.
Why are you selling? I'm not even, don't answer that question.
No. Yeah.
Here's what I'm going to tell you guys. If he hangs out with me long enough, it's not going to be $11. Not for long. It's going to be like $111. And you might laugh. You might be like, ah, that's cute. No, I'm actually very, very serious. I mean, you know, you go out there, at least you get a workout book. You're not getting a workout book for $11. You're paying at least $29 plus shipping and handling, right? To get that information that's in there that you can, you know, apply for your own wellness. Come on, guys. I'm not trying to sell it, but I'm ashamed that, you know, this product that he's put together and put in his time, energy, and, you know, sweat equity into is only going for that. So anyway, guys. So yeah, there, that manual is available. I actually have a copy of it. And it's really thorough, you know. And if you have any questions between now and the next podcast, send them our way. You can email me at buihe@buihemadu.com. That's buihe@buihemadu.com. And of course, you can find Farai. Can you tell them your handle on IG so you can look you up?
Yes, my Instagram is @mashitup_fitness. That's @mashitup_fitness, MASHITUP_fitness.
All right, so guys, appreciate you listening, and man, I'm looking forward to seeing your body transformations on this journey. Again, check him out at mashitup_fitness on IG. Correct. Check out his workouts, follow him, and get that inspiration that you need to stay in the game. So the next piece of it, I think something that's going to be important is for people to understand, like, how to think about food and, like, what to get and what not to get.
Right.
And then how much they should probably kind of, I guess, budget to be able to get the right stuff so they don't feel like they're selling out and they're overspending. You know?
Absolutely. And I think grocery shopping is the best thing. It's, you know, okay, your wallet will thank you and your health insurance provider will thank you even more.
All right. Yeah. Cool. All right. Thanks a lot, man. Appreciate you. All right, guys.
Thank you, boy.
Thanks for listening. And we will talk to you soon. That's it on today's segment on What the Fit, you know, which is all about wellness and your well-being, physical well-being. All right, guys. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you all soon. This has been the Grind Scheme of Things.